This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. So head over there and enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Right back to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk, I believe, to Paul is on the line listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, Paul.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm glad I found your show.
Welcome, sir.
For the first time, I've heard somebody say something that I've been screaming for a long time, which are, you know, this whole notion that the police and fire, you know, they should be upheld to a higher standard because they, quote, put their lives on the line. I deal with police officers on a daily basis, and I don't hold them in that high regard, and I certainly would never hold them in a regard by using the words first responders. As we know, most of the time, first responders to major accidents are the surviving ones who are there, and those are everyday citizens. So to me, the everyday citizen who happens to pull over at an accident scene or help somebody down a stairway of a building, burning building, is in fact the first responders.
Sure, and they are completely unsung, typically, in many cases. Actually, in a lot of cases, people that respond in emergency situations are frequently ticketed by the police afterwards. I mean, stories of people helping, like, a deer out of a river or, like, helping rescue.
Yeah, that was a recent one. And I don't know about frequently, but it certainly happens.
It's often enough where there was a young lady got ticketed after she was hit by a car for jaywalking. So there's all kinds of stories like that out there. And so you say you work with the police on a daily basis. What do you do?
Well, I'm a criminal defense attorney, so I don't think I work with them. I interact with them on a daily basis.
Gotcha.
I think there are 4 in 10 years who I've found to be, when they say there is, you know, there's one bad one in every group, I've found 4 good ones.
Hmm.
Other than that, I find them, to me, they're sort of like politicians. You look at a politician with a Harvard education, and you think, why is he in Congress making $120,000 a year when he could be at some private law firm making $1 million a year? And it's because they want the power. They
yep.
like the power, and they have applied a dollar value to that. And the same is for police officers. Why would they, for all their complaining of what little pay they get, why would they do it? Because along with the job comes the power of a gun and a badge and the ability to stop me, frisk me and arrest me for little or no reason.
Yep. And that's what they do all day long. I mean, the idea that the police are out there risking their lives every day, maybe it would be true if the police were actually dealing with going after real violent criminals. But for the most part, they're stopping people for speeding. They're arresting people with plants in their pockets.
That's what their bosses would have them do, because, I don't know whether the average guy on the streets would be willing to jump in front of a bullet to save me and my family. But I do know that his bosses know that the way that he's worth some money is if he's going around looking, trying to catch cars that are going 10 or 15 miles an hour over the artificially low limit and looking in there and seeing if they've got a roach in the ashtray or whatever it is they do.
Yeah, because actual crimes, I mean, the cops don't show up till the crime has been committed. Usually the violator is gone, and all they're going to do is take some information and, leave it at that.
They're the cleanup crew.
Yeah.
Right. They're reactionary. They say they prevent crime, and how can you possibly say you prevent crime when 99% of the time you appear after the crime has occurred?
Right. It's an armed populace that prevents crime. I was sorry. I was going to say that it's an armed populace that prevents crime. The reason that somebody might not mug a little old lady is because she might pull out her Glock and plug them.
Right. Right.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
The only other thing I wanted to share is that earlier you had, we've been having a little debate about teachers and I personally think that teachers are overpaid, but I rarely voice that opinion until I hear one complain about how underpaid they are. Other than that, if I don't hear of them complaining, I don't voice my opinion about how I feel they're grossly overpaid.
Well, as I said earlier, we're not going to know for a long time until government finally gets out of education what a teacher is truly valued at. You certainly do see that in the private school market, teachers do get paid less. However, when you talk to those teachers, you find out they love their jobs. You find out that they are so happy working in generally in those schools because they've been set free to a large extent as compared to what they experience at the government schools. So they are much happier getting paid less because they have the ability to innovate and the ability to do things in the classroom that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do at the government school. And apparently that's worth a lot to them.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more limited, though, because I went to private school both in England and America, and the American private school, I mean, they have to follow all the same regulations as standard state schools. And so it's becoming very limited since, you know, they don't have the funds. Since most of those private schools are very small, so they'll have like 7 or 8 teachers for the whole student body, and they have to follow the curriculum that's given to them by the state. And then there's really no money left to do like their alternative curriculum or, you know, extracurricular activities, anything like that.
Is that true everywhere, though? I mean, there are different states with different regulations, though, right?
So
different situations.
I think after No Child Left Behind, a lot of those, you know, just requirements for all students came through. Because I know my senior year, I was taking a math class. I had already finished some creative writing class and, you know, religion. And so it really was just a prison sentence at that point. I didn't need to be there.
I can see how that would frustrate some people if that's the case. But the last I'd heard, private school teachers are generally much happier with their jobs.
Oh, they are. I mean, it's definitely a different environment, I'll give you that. But it's getting more and more restrictive.
Because of the government.
As far as curriculum goes, yeah.
So thanks, Paul, for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Joe, listening in Tupelo to get WKMQ. Hello, Joe.
Hey,
what's on your mind tonight?
I don't want to get into a theoretical debate, but I've been asking around. So technically, if the government changed the rules and conditions on which the military personnel sign their contracts, would they have to renegotiate?
I'm not sure what you mean. Like, change the rules in what way?
With the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Would they renegotiate what?
Like contracts or anything.
Oh, they don't have to do that. There's no negotiations when it comes to the government. When you sign their contract, they have the ability to update it at any time, Joe. They have the ability to go in and change the rules on you without your consent, without your knowledge even. They have that prerogative because they are the government and they can do whatever the
heck
they want.
Apparently you didn't know they have all the guns, Joe.
And my last question would be, I don't know if you're familiar with the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Yeah, that's their legal system.
I'm aware of it. I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. Article 125 is the one that bans sodomy for uniformed military personnel. Do you think that this article might be under fire in the future for violating the lifestyle of those men and women that choose that lifestyle?
I have no idea.
I suspect they'll probably, do away with it at some point. But I would think in the military, they're probably about as concerned with getting rid of old laws as they are here in the United States.
Meaning not at all.
Yeah, I believe that you're not allowed to skydive on Sunday in Florida, and you can't look heavenward while peeing in New Hampshire on Sunday. So, I mean, there's a lot of dumb old laws in this, you know, regular, for civilians, too.
Well, there's still a law in the UCMJ that prevents military personnel from dueling, too.
It doesn't prevent them.
After the fact, maybe it'll punish them.
It just punishes them.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Punished at that point.
Joe, I appreciate it. Exactly. Joe,
right.
Thank you for the call.
There's a problem. I just, you know, maybe they call dueling this archaic and barbaric practice, and actually I think it's in Kentucky. It's part of the oath of office that you must say that you will not be willingly participate in a duel. But, you know, if two guys got a problem, and the only way they feel they can handle it is by whipping out pistols, and as long as they're in some field somewhere, and they're not going to hurt anybody else.
Well, you can duel with swords or fist to fist if you want.
Swords? Whatever.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Matt is in Connecticut. Matt, hold that thought. Should pay attention here. We'll get to Matt and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Plus, maybe we'll get you a little bit of good news out of Washington, D.C., believe it or not. Maybe Barack Obama has done something right. It's possible. Broken clocks can strike right twice a day. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think George Bush probably did one or two right things in his tenure as well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have on the site. There's a mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can punch up m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to the various features there. In fact, you can even watch the webcam over your, I believe it's over your Android. It doesn't currently work on the iPhone, unfortunately, due to Ustream incompatibility issues. But if you've got the right kind of phone, you might be able to watch our webcam there. Otherwise, you can just go to cam.freetalklive.com, watch it on any computer for free. You can look here into the studio for if you want to for some reason. But also on the CAM page, there's the chat room where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, which may be far more interesting to you. cam.freetalklive.com. Either way, it's totally free for you, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Don't believe me? Go to memorydealers.com, check it out for yourself. They also have great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, now we go to Matt in Connecticut. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark. Hello, Matt.
I just wanted to point out that, first of all, I wanted to talk about work ethic in the military, but having Megan behind that arm in your studio cam is really hurting your views, I think, on your cam.
Yeah, sorry. There's no real place we can put that cam to make it more visible.
She's a beautiful woman.
I'd say replacing Mark with Megan would probably work pretty well. But to get to my point, I work in the Navy and I work in a submarine, and I really wish Dale Burr was here to talk about it. I want to point out that what I've seen in my experience is that the stupid or the lazy people that work on the boat end up getting out of work because they either do stupid things or they're too drunk to work on a daily basis. And the competent people and the guys that work really hard end up having to pick up the slack for them, and they don't really replace those people because there's no market incentive. The guys that can't pull their weight end up getting sent to cushy jobs on the shore side, or they end up getting taken off the boat, but the Navy doesn't bother to replace them. And then, you know, end up with a system where the guys that are good at their jobs end up getting worn out to the point where they don't even want to be in the military in the end, and it really pushes the guys that work hard out because there's no market incentive in the system. And I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
Sounds exactly right.
Yeah, I would say that the system, you're right, it's completely insulated from the marketplace and any market signals, so there are always going to be backwards things going on there as a result of that. I mean, there's the stories of laziness and just overall just wastefulness in the military that we've heard. I mean, I remember years ago somebody called to tell us that every single year they would push equipment off the side of an aircraft carrier simply because they needed to get the budget for next year, or meet their budget or whatever, or spend their money so they can get the same amount the next year, and so they just buy it all over again, basically. And they were just tossing thousands of dollars worth of tools into the ocean. I mean, just incredible waste.
And the whole basis of military has switched from defense to offense at this point. So, you know, they can come up with a million different wars, but defense is very specific. You know, if somebody's invading, attacking, that's all you need. But for offense, you can, you know, have all the money in the world, make all the things in the world, blow them all up.
Tell you what, Matt, you know, since you were specifically looking for our Friday night co-host, Dale Burt, he is actually launching his own show tomorrow. You can go to his website. I believe it is flamingfreedom.com. It's going to be a liberty show with a GLBT show with a liberty flair. How about that? And that's going to be starting up tomorrow. And he'll also be hosting the Sunday night edition, the internet-only edition of Free Talk Live. So it'll be two opportunities for you to talk to him tomorrow. Thanks for the call tonight. I'd appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231 as we continue here. Self Org in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Self Org.
We need to shift from the thinking economy, which is a diversity act, to the thinking cosmos. That the economy is called, we have to understand what drives the economy is Parkinson's law, that the oligarchs, those few, those invisible few, you know, the NWO, are paid in jobs, and with the two-thirds waste tax or job tax to the oligarchs, and this is
what are you talking about? Is anybody else following this?
Parkinson law.
Who?
Parkinson law is the law that drives the economy. Why do we have all these jobs, wars, and on, etc.? Because they create jobs.
What are
jobs.
You? Hold on, slow down one moment here. Why do we have all these jobs? And then you transition into another
economy.
Question.
What is an economy? It's an oligarchy. It's an economy.
Ma'am.
This might be an oligarchy.
Well, let me just give you an overview. There is such a thing as
an economy is the interactions of all the individuals that are interacting on an economic basis, you know, transferring goods and services
to one another. There's indicators. It's more than just people interacting. like you've been saying all night long, there's other things. There's the government. Government changes money.
No, government steals money. They take money from people.
And what do they mean by stealing money? It means that our job tax, that income tax portion of your paycheck, goes to those invisible few, whether you call them NWO, New World Order, or the oligarchs.
Well, that's a paranoid viewpoint. I mean,
maybe it doesn't.
Certainly, we know they take the money, and who they give it to, a lot of it is pretty visible. A lot of it are the various different government agencies. They pay interest on the Federal Reserve money that they've been loaned. So a lot of it goes into places that you know about. Sometimes they'll find that there have been several billion dollars that have gone missing, and you could say that's going to like some sort of secret government if you wanted to.
Well, it's
but there's no evidence, obviously, of that.
It's more than trillions. There's evidence. That's all that you and Alex Jones are talking about.
No, this isn't the Alex Jones show, and that's not what we've been talking about tonight. We don't talk about the secret government stuff. We don't talk about the paranoid conspiracy stuff. This isn't one of those shows.
No, but there has to be a reason for having an economy. And since
there's no reason for having an economy. The reason the economy exists is because people need things and they want things.
That's what we believe. See, and it's this kind
of
belief.
No, it's true. It's an observation.
Well, let me tell you.
Because you can't do everything by yourself, so you need the help and the assistance of other people to live your life.
Okay, but just listen for a minute. It's this idea that it's a supply-demand economy that's making them turn the war on us. They're killing Americans abroad and here because they're blaming Overpop, which they instituted to man their economy for that max tax, job tax. Why would we have wars?
Are there people that can actually understand what you say? Because I have to say, I'm having a very difficult time.
You're so fragmented.
I'm the one who's fragmented. Madam, I cannot understand two of your sentences put together. You seem to be forming sentences, which is, better than some people that call the show, but you're not actually putting any coherent ideas together in any manner that is sensible or cognitive.
I'm giving you an overall holistic view of the economy, and it's called Parkinson Law. Look, they teach Parkinson Law in just fragmentation is what drives the economy, and they fragmented us let's cut it.
Fragmented is exactly how I would describe you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You are not required to be coherent to call the show, as long as you can call the numbers. 800-259-9231. And if you're too wasted, you can always hand the phone to someone else, have them call in, and then they can put you on. 800-259-9231. We'll let you do anything here, pretty much. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. And, yeah, it's Saturday night. We're here for you. Dial in toll-free.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up flavors, plus our webcam, as mentioned earlier, the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, listen around the clock via the listen lines or the live streams. Plus, we've got a satellite channel as well you can listen to without any sort of subscription fee. And in addition, 90 wonderful radio stations across the country carrying the show at various different times. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
And go check out SACL CAI's banner at freetalklive.com. They are the longest sponsor of Free Talk Live. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a huge proponent of liberty. And SACL CAI, his company, will do collections, early out billing, purchase charged off receivables for your company. They'll treat your customers with respect. They know that not only you want to keep your money, but you want to get your money, you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. As we continue, you can bring up anything you want. Go to John listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, John.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, two things. First of all, I just wanted to comment on, I guess, the education system in general. I know you guys were talking a little bit about teachers earlier. I missed a great portion of that, but something Meg said, I believe her name is Meg, something she said at the end, as far as I understand, she said something about taking the same class again. It felt like a prison, so on and so forth. Did I understand correctly?
Yeah. I mean, I was taking a math class I had finished 3 years prior because that was the literal highest math class that you could offer a high school student to still get a credit. I could take college courses, but I wouldn't get high school credits, and I just had to get enough credits to graduate.
Okay. Well, that kind of brings up a thing that I'm constantly thinking about. The whole education system from the ground up is total reworking. I mean, even if we were to maintain a government system, we have right now, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's basically a dropout factory. I mean, let me preface this by saying that, I dropped out of school in the 10th grade.
Oh, I did too.
I, I was disillusioned way earlier than that. I mean, I want to say starting in late elementary school, possibly middle school, just totally disillusioned with the idea, because a lot of, I think we just need to readjust this so that we're targeting people that, I mean, it's difficult to say it, I guess, but I think that we should more appropriately address people, especially their native talents. You know, if they've got a talent for this or that, I mean, they should be able to explore that in school without having to wait, 12 years or whatever it is we go through a standard education.
I guess my question to you would be this, is if you think that the government, and you said just maybe, if you think the government would have the possibility of pulling that off, I guess the question I'd have for you is, where in the world does the government do something besides one size fits all?
Okay, I understand. And, you know, that's, like I said, Mark, it's just that if it were to be that way, I wouldn't be necessarily opposed to the government trying to offer a basic standard of education as the base alternative to whatever else we can work out.
I am opposed to it, and here's why. If you can get to the point where you can actually rework the whole government system, then just eliminate it entirely, because there's no reason to force people to pay for this substandard government education, and that's what it is. It is just, it's the worst possible option. It's a monopoly, and you get crap service, crap product with a monopoly every single time. There's no amount of electing somebody new that's going to fix the problems inherent in a system that has backwards incentives, which is what the government has. So you get rid of the government system, you open it up to the marketplace, you allow free market education, and then everybody gets the education that they're looking for. People can go to trade schools, people can go and train on the job, people can go to, you know, the exclusive prep schools. They could, there'd be the educational options would be available all over the map. There would be from all different viewpoints. You'd have religious schools, you'd have schools without religion, you'd have anything, schools with sex ed, schools without, you'd have it all, and everybody would be paying for the education they support, rather than forcing everyone to pay for a one-size-fits-all crap-can system.
And all the apologists out there are instantly going to come to the argument that, what about those people who can't afford it? What about, you know?
Well, if that was the case, if it was really about, you know, people wanting, you know, welfare for kids to go to school, then we'd have a system based on that. But when I go to public schools, I see a bunch of cars in the parking lot that are a lot nicer than my car. And I know that the people that are living, that are going to that school, are living in houses that are a lot bigger than my house.
Yeah.
So this isn't about welfare. Well, it's welfare. It's welfare for middle class people. That's what it is.
Yeah, and
it's
for
a government, well, you know, babysitting program.
And for the, you know, poor out there who maybe can't afford to send their children to the school they'd like, I mean, it's such a common complaint or concern to people when discussing these things. Everything from homeless to, you know, people who won't get help because they're on drugs, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a concern to people. So if they had all their money instead of the government stealing it from them,
you set up charity schools.
Yeah. I mean, how many people spend so much money to go to Africa or Mexico and build schools or give them clean water? I mean, people care, and so those things are going to happen.
Like I said, Ian, I just said in the event that were the case, I have a tendency to agree with you that we could have a lot better solutions elsewise. Basically, my point for the education bit is just that I think it's a bit redundant in what they teach, and just because of that, by nature of it, we just disillusion people really quickly, and they end up doing other things. As far as my second point, I just want to say that I appreciate what you guys do generally, and the fact that you, just by speaking about these things in general, for example, the fellow who called earlier, I think he was from Florida, about the policeman saying that he was a defense attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Just entertaining the idea that they may not be for your best interest, whether that be the police, whether it be the government, whether it be this, you know, laws, legislation, so on and so forth. Just entertaining the idea is something that a lot of people aren't exposed to on a daily basis.
No doubt.
The more they hear it, just entertaining it allows them to you understand what I'm saying, basically.
Absolutely.
That's
you've
really
got
my other point.
There's no doubt about it. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
People's minds are going to expand. They need to be exposed to new ideas. And what you're not getting on talk radio today is a bunch of new ideas. You're getting the same thing parroted by two different sides over and over and over again. And that's not mind expansion. You may agree or disagree with what you hear on Free Talk Live, but we, I guarantee, will deliver to you day in and day out new ideas.
And it's pretty obvious that, you know, the people become disillusioned, because whenever we talk about things, you know, we're talking about peace and freedom and good things, and the reactions that we get from people sometimes, because these are such ludicrous, crazy ideas, they're reacting to the idea of peace, and that's that's just how far people have gone, you know, that peace is suddenly a volatile thing.
Well, there are no sacred cows on this program, so certainly if there's an idea you want to hear presented, you're welcome to dial in if we haven't done it already. 800-259-9231. I guess, if anything, the only restrictions are that, you know, we can't put our station's licenses at risk, so obviously there's certain words that can't be said, but otherwise, I think anything goes as far as topics on this this program. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Jim is listening in Texas, KTAE in the Cameron area. Hello, Jim.
Hi. I'm on I-20 right in the middle of nowhere here in the middle of Texas. I wanted to give you some information. I'm a bit of an expert on the public school fiasco. I've studied it for over 20 years. And I just wanted to give you some facts about how outlandishly expensive it is and what an abysmal failure it is. And it typifies just about all government programs, but it really exemplifies how bad it can actually get.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the state of New Jersey, the average school teacher will work 25 years and retire with full pension, collecting it immediately upon retirement. That teacher will put in approximately $124,000 of their own money during the 25 years, and they will collect at the end of that time, living through their life expectancy, $3.2 million in pension and $600,000 in additional health care.
That's crazy.
It typifies the whole industry. It's a scam that is enormous proportions. I'll give you another example.
It is enormous.
My brother lives in a town in New Jersey that has three high schools. The superintendent of schools' total compensation package is over $450,000 a year.
Wow.
And he's been indicted because evidently it wasn't enough for him, so he was getting kickbacks and everything for contract. I'll give you another example. I have a son that lives in New Jersey. He lives in a one high school town. And in this one high school town, the superintendent of schools, who was a teacher and a principal for most of her career, when she retired, she alleged she didn't use any of her sick days. She was given a check. A check for $749,000.
Good Lord. Thank you for the call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can find Meg online over at LibertyFlare.com, where she sells stuff. Flare.
Yeah, Flare. One-inch buttons, Liberty Designs. A lot of good Liberty people backed by that.
Different organizations.
Organizations, just individuals, stuff like that. About 50% goes to them when you buy their Flare, so head on over and buy some.
The Flare is very cool. I'm starting a little collection here in the studio up on our soundproofing. And you can go to libertyflare.com to place your order over there. And you ship it real cheap, quick.
Yeah. It's just 50 cents per button and $2 flat rate shipping. So
the more buttons you order, the better the deal, right?
Oh, yeah. I've had people where I spent way more on shipping than that, but it gets covered, you know, over time. So
makes sense. So libertyflare.com, 800-259-9231. The dog tax, Mark. We've been selling this thing for like two nights. We finally have a chance to get to this story. What's going on?
Associated Press, Geneva. A Swiss village has found a drastic way to compel dog holders to pay their pets annual tax. Cough it up or the dog gets it. Reconvilier, a population 2,245 humans, 280 dogs, plans to put Fido on notice that if its owner doesn't pay the tax, annual tax of $50, that he gets it. Local official Pierre Alain Nimetz says that the move is more an effort to reclaim hundreds of thousands of dollars in unpaid dog taxes. He says a law from 1904 allows the village to kill dogs if its owners does not pay the canine charge. $50. And Nimetz told the AP on Monday that the authorities have received death threats since the news of the plan got out. Oh, they're threatening to kill beings. I suppose it makes a certain amount of sense. This isn't about mass execution of dogs. It's meant to put pressure on people who don't cooperate.
You just threatened to kill a family member, you know?
Yep.
I'm sorry. That's not pressure. That's threat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, well, you could use whatever term to spruce it up you want. I guess the question is where did these people get the right to be able to tell you whether or not you can have a dog that you take care of? Now, if your dog's getting out and killing chickens or creating a mess in people's garbage or whatever, yeah, that's a problem.
Well, it might get shot in that case.
It might, but also, you know, you need to make good on the things that your dog does. But to have a dog at your house, you need to pay $50 per year? That's ludicrous. And if you don't do it, they're going to snatch your dog and kill it?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know how the government works,
this is it.
This is how it works. The government is what's the George Washington quote from his inauguration speech? The government is not
like
force.
Fire.
Yeah, it is not force. It is not eloquence. It is like fire,
a fearful servant,
and a terrible master.
Something like that, yeah.
That's what government is. Government is only a guy with a gun telling you what to do. Okay, it might be more than one guy, more than one person, but they send the guy with a gun. He tells you what to do. If you don't do it, he shoots the dog.
Right, and this is really I love how this story boils it down to its essence. This really helps people see, I hope it helps people see, the gun in the room. Because frequently we talk about this idea, the idea that every government program, no matter how apparently benign, no matter how noble the motivations behind it, like, you know, helping people that need help, that kind of thing, there's always a gun in the room. There's always the threat of violence that is being used against people to force them to fund things they may or may not be interested in funding. Like, I like the idea of education, to go back to what we were talking about earlier. I like the idea of education. I just don't like government education. I don't like their curriculum. I don't like the things that they're teaching people. I don't want to support it. But if I choose not to, if I decide I'm not going to pay the 60% of the property taxes that goes to the government schools and instead keep that money and send it to private scholarship funds or give it to my friends that are sending their kids to private school or homeschooling friends or whatever, if I want to take my money and deliver it in the way I feel is best, then they will come and take my house from me. And if I they'll take it on paper and they'll send a notice saying that we're going to take your house, and if I don't pay them, then they take my house, they do it at a tax sale, they sell it to somebody else because apparently I don't actually own it because they can sell it without my consent. So they sell it to somebody else. They tell me then that I no longer own the house, that I have to leave by a certain date. If I don't leave by that date, even though I paid for the house, I thought it was my house, it had my name on the mortgage, I was the one that paid that off, they're going to come with men with guns and they're going to physically remove me from my house. And if I decide I don't want to go, or that I want to defend what I think is mine from the men with guns that are going to come and kidnap me, then the men with guns will then use their guns on me, and they will kill me. And the same thing will happen with the government's dog license. In most places, the punishment comes on you. They want you to pay the $50, and if you don't pay it, then they fine you some more money. And of course, most people just obediently go ahead and pay because they're afraid of what will happen. They're afraid of the violence, and they know that it exists. And so then, if they accidentally don't pay the bill, or they lose it or something like that, usually they go in and they're so apologetic. Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me just cut you a check for $200 instead because there's that extra fee because I was late with the payment. Here you go. I'm so sorry. Here, now I can own a doggy. I mean, the idea that this is the land of the free and that you have to
pay. Well, this is in Switzerland.
But there are dog fees in this country, too, all over the place. There are dog licensing fees in pretty much every city, every county, you name it. They've got this. They've got this law. So if you don't pay, and then you don't pay, the court decides, you know, that you must pay and you don't pay them, eventually they're going to determine that you need to be locked in a jail cell because you haven't paid. And they might just take your dog from you as well at that point. And so really the Swiss...
Clearly you're not qualified to own an animal if you don't pay the tax on it. And I've always wondered, why is it dogs? What about, I mean, cats? Cats, get out. What about chickens? I mean, you know... How come I don't have to have a license for the chipmunks that run around in my tree?
Well, in some places you are not allowed to have chickens. They'll just tell you can't have them.
Yeah, and there are new, like, voluntary things that people can get into. I've heard about this before. I haven't really looked into it, but it's basically like a voluntary license or something equivalent. And they, you know, some people do it, some people don't. But then when, like, the little girls with their, you know, sheep or whatever go to the 4-H and their animal wins, that's when they're arrested for entering an unlicensed animal or something.
Even if it was a voluntary license?
Oh, yeah. Because apparently, like, there's some... All these arbitrary rules that they've written that are so hard to, you know, figure out, at some point that license becomes mandatory, but not initially. Just having the animal...
That's confusing.
Yeah, and so, like, there's all these little things around it that you don't know.
You're supposed to know,
Meg. I don't know how you're necessarily going to know if your town has a dog license or not. Or
when they come and threaten you, that's when you'll find out.
Right, that's how you would know, but, I mean, otherwise you wouldn't necessarily know.
Well, you're supposed to read all the laws, Mark. Don't you understand? They were written for you. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Right, whatever. I mean, there's more laws out there than one person can read in four lifetimes.
So the Switzerland story really lays it out on the line. This is what happens. If you don't do what they say, in this case pay $50 a year, they're going to execute your animal.
That's it.
Was there more to the story? That's the
long and the short of it. It's not about mass executions. It's about putting pressure on people to pay their tax. you know, this is what's happening. These towns.
Maybe they'll execute them in front of you, too, just to really send a message.
Yeah.
Blow your dog's brains out right there on your front porch.
I'm sure they'll use pentobarbital rather than just shooting them. But
don't be so sure now.
I'm not 100% sure. I'm sure the law doesn't state how the animal has to be put down. It's a 1904 law. I don't even couldn't tell you when pentobarbital was created.
So I mentioned there was a little bit of good news tonight, and we'll get that out there for what it's worth. Sometimes politicians, you know, they get they do the right thing, you know, one out of every 500 times. And in this case, they apparently are doing the right thing. They're actually going to, allegedly, they're going to ease travel restrictions to Cuba. According to the Miami Herald, the Washington...
So I can just go to Cuba whenever I want?
Well, I don't know about that, but they're making it easier for more U.S. travel to Cuba, making it easier for schools, churches, and cultural groups to visit the island. A senior official told the Miami Herald a much-expected move to expand cultural, religious, and educational travel to Cuba is part of their continuing effort to support the Cuban people's desire to freely determine their own future. And their, President Obama is also restoring the amount of money, $2,000, that can be sent to non-family members to the level they were at during part of the Clinton and Bush administrations. There will be a quarterly limit on the amount that any American can send, $500 per quarter, to support private economic activity. The administration will also restore the broader people-to-people category of travel, which allows purposeful visits to increase contacts between U.S. and Cuban citizens. It is by no means a true free travel environment. However, any lessened restrictions on traveling to another place in the world is a good thing. The more that Cubans can interact with people from America, the better, because then more freedom-like ideas might get into their culture and make them more interested in starting businesses and being independent. And this is definitely good news. I mean, I would like to see them eliminate the travel restrictions altogether, but it's a step in the right direction. And that's really all you can hope for with the government. And I don't hope for much when it comes to the government, so this game is a,
lost hope a long
came,
time
came
ago.
A little bit of a surprise. All right, we're out of time. Back tomorrow night for the Sunday edition. You can join us online only for that at freetalklive.com. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you otherwise on Monday at freetalklive.com. See ya. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you'd like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.